Today's Bible reading shall be taken from 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 23. 2 Kings chapter 17, verses 1 to 23. In the 12th year of King Ahaz of Judah, Hoshea, son of Elah, began to reign in Samaria over Israel. He reigned 9 years. He did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, yet not like the kings of Israel who were before him. King Shalmaneser of Azariah came up against him, but the king of Syria found treachery in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to King So of Egypt and offered no tribute to the king of Assyria, as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria confined him and imprisoned him. Then the king of Assyria invaded all the land and came to Samaria. For 3 years he besieged it. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria captured Samaria. He carried the Israelites away to Assyria. He placed them in Hala, on the harbor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of Medes. This occurred because the people of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. They had worshipped other gods and walked in the customs of the nations whom the Lord drove out before the people of Israel, and in the customs that the king of Israel had introduced. The people of Israel secretly did things that were not right against the Lord their God. They had built for themselves high places at all their towns, from watchtower to fortified cities. They set up for themselves pillars and sacred poles on every high hill and under every green tree. There they made offerings on all the high places, as the nations did, whom the Lord carried away before them. They did wicked things, provoking the Lord to anger. They served idols, of which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this." Yet the Lord warned Israel and Judah by every prophet and every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes in accordance with all the law that I commanded your ancestors and that I sent to you by my servants the prophets." They would not listen, but were stubborn as their ancestors had been, who did not believe in the Lord their God. They despised his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their ancestors and the warnings that he gave them. They went after false idols and became false. They followed the nations that were around them, concerning whom the Lord had commanded them that they should not do as they did. They rejected all the commandments of the Lord their God and made for themselves cast images of 2 calves. They made a sacred pole, worshipped all the host of heaven, and served Baal. They made their servants and their daughters pass through fire. They used divination and augury, and they sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. Therefore the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. None were left but the tribe of Judah alone. Judah also did not keep the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the customs that Israel had introduced. The Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel. He punished them and gave them the hands of the plunderers until he had banished them from his presence. When he had torn Israel from the house of David, they made Jeroboam son of Nebat king. Jeroboam drove Israel from following the Lord, who made them commit great sins. The people of Israel continued in all the sins that Jeroboam committed. They did not depart from them, until the Lord removed Israel out of his sight, as he had foretold through all his servants, the prophets. So Israel was exiled from their own land to Assyria until this day.
好，今天我们用一个题目来使我们来思想我们今天所生活的这个环境和这个时代。
Today we can consider the environment that we live in through one topic.
我们今天用历史的见解。
We can consider by the history.
从以色列的历史使我们来明白今天所发生的许多的事情它那个背后的原理是在什么地方。
From the history of the Israelites, we can see the roots of many things that occur today.
这些日子我不知道大家的心里边是怎么样。
These days, I don't know how everyone is feeling in their hearts.
因为前一段时间一直到现在澳大利亚再一次在搞这个同性恋婚姻合法的问题。
Because in the lately, Australia has been going through the legislation of gay rights.
同性婚姻为什么不能合法？
Why shouldn't homosexual marriages be made legal?
因为是神这样说的。
Because God said so.
可是今天我们有很多很多的人在支持同性婚姻合法。
But today there are many people who support the legalization of homosexual marriage.
那么背后的最重要的原因是人不愿意再敬畏上帝。
So the main reason behind this is that people do not want to worship God anymore.
也不愿意再按照神所命定的法则来生活。
And do not wish to live by the laws that he made.
那么按照自己的想法。
And so according to their own will.
按照世界上的各就像这个圣经说的是各个国家的风俗
and according to the culture of all the people around them
然后来立定我们的生活法则
and set up their own rules for their life
我们不要以为说这件事情一旦立了法
let's not think that once it's been legalized
然后这件事情就可以了
then it's okay
因为法律上说可以吗
Just because it's legal.
所以我们就是说它可以。
So we say that it's acceptable.
是人的法律。
The laws of man.
应该是在神的法律之下。
Should be made according to God's law.
但是当人的法律已经与神的法律相违背的时候。
But when man's law rebels against God's law.
这个国家就要出问题了。
Then this country will have problems.
我们曾经讲过一个当今世代的现象
Before we have spoken of many things that happen
就是为什么这个当今世代的人移民都向有基督文化的国家移民呢
So we consider why do people all immigrate to cultures with Christianity
因为我们看见或不看见有意识无意识的我们知道那一些国家是比较蒙福的
Because whether or not we realize itWe know that those cultures are blessed.
所以我们不管我们是从亚洲的什么地方，我们移民到澳洲来。
And so wherever we immigrate from, we come here.
因为我们觉得这块土地好像是比较蒙福的。
Because we feel that this land is blessed.
这里的政治是比较自由的。
This culture is free.
人是比较被尊重的。
The people are respected.
经济是比较发达的。
The economy is good.
社会关系是比较可享受的。
The cultural and the society are good.
所以我们想办法移民到这样的国家去。
And so we make every effort to immigrate here.
但是我们有没有想过为什么这个国家会有这样的结果呢
But have we considered why the society is like this?
其实我们很清楚地可以看到它背后信仰的关系
Actually, we can clearly see behind that is a difference of faith.
我们人对于信仰有一个错误
People have an incorrect opinion to faith.
那就是说我们把它变成了宗教
And that is, we think that it's religion.
很多人以为是基督教是一个很好的宗教
Many people think that Christianity is a good faith or religion.
给人带来很好的教育
It gives people good teachings.
然后我们可以做得比其他的民族好一些
And so that we can be a little bit better than other people.
其实问题的关键不在这儿
Actually, the root is not there.
真正的信仰是我们与上帝之间的关系
True belief is our relationship with God.
然后在这个关系的建立的里面我们从这个关系里边得到生命和真理
And when we build this relationship we can have life and truth
不仅仅是生命不仅仅是真理
Not only truth
还有生命
But life
所以基督给我们生命
So Jesus gives us life
给我们真理
He gives us truth
他不但给我们真理还有给我们一个能够行出真理能够明白真理的圣灵
Not only does he give us the truth but he gives us a spirit that allows us to understand it and live it out
那么这一些加在一块
And when all these things are put together
在我们每一个信的人的生命里边做出见证
In the life of every believer there is a action
那么越来越多的人有这样的信仰
And when more and more people have this belief
那么他就开始对这个社会产生正面的影响
Then it can have a positive influence on society
我们的神不是一个概念上的神
Our God is not a conceptual God
是客观的神
He is a real God.
是创造宇宙万物的神。
He is the creator of all things.
是有能力行万事的神。
He is the one with the power to do all things.
是祝福那些敬畏他按真理生活的人。
He is the one who can bless those who worship and live out the truth.
同时也惩罚那些背叛行恶的人。
And he is the one who punishes those who rebel.
那么在今天的经文里边。
In the scripture that we read today,
这个是列王记里边记录以色列人将近灭亡的时候的一段说明。
The book of Kings records, the days before Israel's destruction.
那么在这段经文里边，第七节这样说。
In verse 7 it says,
说这是因为以色列人得罪了那一位领他们出埃及脱离埃及王法老之手的耶和华他们的神。
It says this occurred because the people of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God.
那么当这个写圣经的先知说他们违背了神。
So when the prophets say that they rebelled against God.
那么这位神不仅仅是一个概念里边的神。
This God is not just a conceptual God.
而是能够实际的介入我们生活，管理我们的生活，影响我们的生活，祝福我们生活的那一位活的神。
But a living God who practically has effects on our daily lives.
然后下面说，去敬畏别神。
And here it says they worshipped other gods.
在圣经的十条诫里边，明文的规定。
In the Ten Commandments we clearly see.
他说，除我以外你不可有别的神。
It clearly says, apart from me, you shall have no other gods.
这一个规定是基于什么样的基础呢？
What is the basis for this rule?
那就是说，在神以外，确实没有别的神。
That is that, apart from God, there is no other God.
上帝所规定的这条律法，并不是说上帝有嫉妒的心里好像容不下别的神。
When God recorded this law, it's not that he was jealous of other gods.
其实是别的神本来是不存在，他不是神。
It's actually saying that there are no other gods.
可是人有一个罪性在人的里面。
But humans have a sinful nature inside of us.
就是他不想敬拜真神。
We do not want to worship the real God.
然后他们就自己造一些人造出来的假神。
And so we create other gods for ourselves.
然后他们说，哎呀，你是神，我们来拜你。
And so we say, oh, you are God, we shall worship you.
而且在今天的世界里边就说我们拜什么神都一样了。
And today we say, you worship all gods, it's the same.
宗教好像都一样嘛。
Religions all seem the same.
都有神了。
They all have a God.
你拜哪个神都可以嘛。
Whatever God you worship.
你自己选哪一个就算哪一个嘛。
You can just pick whatever.
但是这件事情非常严重。
But this is a very severe matter.
在十七章的一开始
，In the beginning of chapter 17,
提到了何西亚做王时候的那一个简短的那一段历史。
It speaks of some short history when Hoshea was king.
那一段历史里边是很悲惨的历史。
There's a very tragic section of history.
因为神的子民
，Because God's people
开始失去了他们自己独立的主权
，lost the power of independence.
他们要么侍奉埃及王
，They want to worship the Egyptian god.
要么他们去侍奉，他们去 serve 这个臣服在这个埃及王的权下
，They want to serve the power of the Egyptian king.
要么他们去侍奉亚述王
，Or they want to serve the Assyrian king.
本来他们应该是独立的
They should be independent.
他们是荣耀的
They should be glorified.
甚至于是外邦人来侍奉他们的
They should have other people worship them.
可不是 worship,
serve,
是
serve them.
Serve 他们。所以他们却变成了去侍奉去服侍别人的那种的光景。
But they became a people who served others.
以至于到了最后他们灭亡了。
Until in the end they became destroyed.
他们被俘虏到其他的国家去。
They were taken away to other countries.
下边就解释他们为什么落到这样的地步。
And it says, why did they fall to this level?
圣经告诉我们第一个原因就是因为他们走了拜偶像的道路。
The scripture says it is because they worshipped idols.
我们说拜偶像是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to worship idols?
就是他们用了一些不是神的对象来取代神的位置。
It means that they took things that are not God and put them in God's place.
因为人类的敬拜的行为和心理
Because the act of worship inside people
那么他必须是对待独一之真神的行为才是正确。
The act of worship should be correctly used to worship God.
那么如果他把这一个敬拜的行为用在了其他的对象的上面，
If we use this action of worship on something else,
首先这是一个错误。
First of all, this is a mistake.
就像我叫我的妈妈，
Just as when I call my mom, mom,
妈妈这个称呼，
This title of mom,
是必须对我来说，我只能针对我的妈妈。
I should only use it to my own mother.
我不能看到一个女人就叫她妈妈。
I can't just go to any random person and call them mother.
这个是错误的。
Because that is incorrect.
所以整个人类来说这是神。
And so when people come to something and call it God,
这个神这个字所代表的
the meaning of the word God.
就是那一位独一至高者
is for the one true God
是那一位创造宇宙万物的
the one who created the universe
是那一位赐给我们生命的
the one who gives us life
是那一位爱我们的
the one who loves us
同时也是那一位可能要追讨甚至于惩罚我们的那一位
and the one that may chase us and punish us
所以这一个的关系
and so this relationship,
你不能用错了对象
you shouldn't use it on the wrong one.
用错对象本身是错误的
doing that in, is a mistake
是不应该的
should not happen
那么如果做了这样的错误
if we make such a mistake
首先我们得罪了真实的我们的真神
first of all we hurt the real God
伤害了我们与他的关系
we damage our relationship with him
使他对我们的祝福因为我们的背叛而受影响
so that our rebellion will cause us to not have a correct relationship
同时当我们自己找了一个假神
and when we find a fake God for ourselves
假神是没有真理的
there is no truth behind that fake one
那么假神给我们带来的错误的这个道理
and the false God brings us a false truth
是我们在实际的生活里边做错事情
so that in our daily lives we do the incorrect things
因为知道思想错了
because our faith is wrong
所以我们的行为就跟着错误
and so our actions are also wrong
那么整个这个社会就乱套
and the whole society will become destroyed
那么这个时候刚才我们讲到神不仅仅是创造的神
and so we see that God is not only the creator God
爱我们的神
the one who loves us
神同时是公义的神
He is the God of justice
也是审判的神
He is the God of punishment
他是这个
of judgment
judgment 然后他才是审判的神
and,
他是惩罚的神
and the God of punishment
所以在这个时候我们看到以色列人的历史当中
and so we see in the history of Israel
他们走了拜偶像的道路
they walked the path of idolatry
产生了错误的知道思想
and caused the wrong faith
整个的社会产生混乱
so that all of their society became messed up
这时候神开始差遣先知去警戒他们
and so God sent prophets to warn them
那么我们今天正是我们借着圣经上的话来警戒各位的时候
and today when we see the scripture we can also be warned
为要使我们能够从错误里边得以归正
so that from our incorrectness we can be corrected
圣经里边说以色列人是我们的一个见证
the scripture says that Israelites are
是一个见解或者说是一个
message to us
是我们不要走他们那个错误的道路
so that we don't follow their incorrect path
那么是我们今天不要像他们当时的人应着镜像在错误的路上不肯回头
so that we do not be stubborn in our incorrectness
今天社会上一个非常糟糕的事情
today a very sad reality in our society
尤其是从我们孩子的时候开始
especially among our children
就教育他们不听家长的那些对他们的影响
is to teach them to rebel against their parents
我自己感受到在今天这个时代里边
I honestly feel that in today's society
是这个家长对自己的子女影响最薄弱的时代
it is a society where parents have very little influence on their children
这个我们首先在他们成长的过程里边孩子多少时间在学校里边
In their growth of their childhood, they spend so much time at school.
是不是?
Is that true?
你想过吗?
Have you thought about it?
我们孩子放了学回家以后,
from when children come home from school?
有多少时间去看电视玩电脑？
How much time do they spend on computers and TV?
有多少时间他们去做功课？
How much time do they spend doing homework?
有多少时间是我们可以跟孩子谈话的时间？
How much time do we have to relate with our children?
而我们跟孩子谈话的时间里边有多少时间是我们教育他们的时间？
And in this time, how much time is spent disciplining them?
尤其是在座的各位。
Especially amongst us.
我们是移民。
We are immigrants.
所以我们的英文不行。
So our English is not so good.
所以更加我们跟孩子的沟通产生问题。
So it's even more difficult.
所以我们的孩子的整个成长的过程里面。
And so in the growing process of our children.
几乎是完全受到社会的影响，家长的影响已经非常非常的少。
They receive very little influence from their parents.
撒旦在用这种的方式。
The evil one uses these methods.
切断我们家长对孩子的影响
to cut the influence from parents to children.
然后在这个时候用各种各样的所谓的教育的理论
and use all sorts of methods through education
来叫我们不要教育我们的孩子
to let us not educate our children.
比方说现在我们不可以体罚孩子
For example, nowadays we can't punish our children.
圣经说你若不用过杖管教你的孩子你就是恨恶他
The scripture says if you do not use your rod on your child, then you hate them.
可是我们今天不能
But today we can't.
我们纵容我们的孩子不要听家长的话。
We teach our children to rebel against their parents.
甚至于我们有一个牧师曾经告诉我。
And even once a pastor once said to me.
他说你不要太强影响你的孩子。
He said, don't try to influence your children too much.
你不要把你自己没有完成的那个你自己没有实现的梦想叫你的孩子替你完成。
Don't try to push your dreams onto your children.
让你的孩子自己去发展他自己的。
Let your children have their own lives.
你只有一件事。
You have only one responsibility.
尊重你的孩子。
Respect your children.
鼓励你的孩子。
Encourage your children.
我们使我们的后代。
This has caused our children.
更加的像当年的以色列人硬着镜像。
To become stubborn like those Israelites.
不愿意受教育。
They don't want to receive discipline.
听不进去相反的意见。
They can't accept opposing opinions.
其实这是一个非常严重的社会现象。
This is a very serious.
这样使我们先知使圣经的信息就非常难以进入到我们的生命里边来。
So the message of the prophets is very difficult to be accepted by us.
今天很多基督徒说我们没有拜偶像。
Today many Christians say we do not worship idols.
我们的家里边没有偶像。
There are no idols in our house.
我们以为那个偶像当年他们拜金牛。
And so we think that in those days they worshipped the golden calf.
有些地方拜佛。
Some people worship the Buddha.
有些地方拜那个你到那个太平洋岛子上去，他们拜各种各样的那种七七八八的东西。
You can see all kinds of weird things that people worship.
你说我们没有拜这个东西。
Or you say we do not worship these things.
其实偶像是什么
？Actually, what is an idol?
其实是我们内心里边取代上帝位置的那个东西。
An idol is something that we put in our hearts to take God's place.
今天我们在澳大利亚这个环境里边
Today in the environment of Australia,
我们的社会的环境里边的偶像可能是什么东西呢
What are the idols in our society?
很多地方可能是运动是这个 sports
It could be sports
可能是我们的 footy
It could be footy
但是在整个的国家的里面
But whatever it is in our countries
首先我们今天所推崇的一个特别高的东西
What is something that we highly respect?
大家想想可能是什么
Freedom.
啊，自由。啊
，money，
钱。还有什么？啊？翻译一下什么
？Fame，famous， 出名。
哦
，success。
OK， 成功出名，首先一个，可能我们根本都没有意识到，这个可能成为我们中间的偶像。
One thing that we may not realize has become our idol.
科学
，science.
我看到一个现象。
I've realized something.
在电视里面，我们看到如果哪个地方出了什么问题
，that when we see that something has become a problem anywhere.
我们就去找一个那个方面的专家来解释这个问题是怎么回事。
We get an expert to try and analyze the situation.
这些专家大部分都是什么教授？
These experts are some kind of doctor.
什么博士？
Some kind of expert.
对不对？
Is that so?
我们的信心转移到人的学术的里面。
Our faith is put on people.
我们很少看到遇见什么问题，我们找一些人来。
We rarely see that. We see an issue and we pray for it.
当年西西家在亚述攻击他的时候
，In those years when Hezekiah was assaulted by, enemies,
他没有去找那些军事的专家来商量我们怎么去跟亚述打仗。
He didn't get the experts to give his their expert opinion.
而是他找来了。以赛亚大先知
But he brought the prophet of God,
呼召全国的百姓为我们现在的困难来祷告
and called the people of Israel to pray.
所以我们的神变成了什么
And so what has God become today?
变成了科学
Science.
第二件事情
What is the other thing?
我们今天在讨论同性恋可不可以合法
When we debate on whether or not gay rights should be made legal,
用什么办法
What is the method?
投票
Voting.
所以因为我们现在的一切的问题可以透过民主来解决
And so everything can be solved through democracy.
民主成为我们这个社会的第二个严重的偶像
Democracy is our second idol.
以为我们有了民主我们就解决了很多问题
As if we have democracy and that will solve everything.
其实解决不了问题
That's not the case.
当我们相信民主的时候
For when we believe in democracy,
我们一样是把上帝从我们的这个思维方式里边给慢慢的挤出去了。
We remove God from our critical thinking.
然后包括我们的法治
including our laws,
包括我们的人权
including our people's power.
这些好像很美好的字眼
It seems like a very good thing.
都被我们今天的世代给误用
But it's been used wrongly in society.
我们不是说科学完全没有好处。
We're not saying that there's nothing good about science.
我们不是说民主没有它的价值。
We're not saying that there's nothing good about democracy.
但是当我们高举这些东西到了一个地步的时候
，But when we raise these things,
就好像当年的以色列人
，Just like in the Israelites in those days,
他们不是不可以与埃及建立关系。
It's not that they can't have a relationship with the Egyptians.
他们不是不可以与亚述有来往
It's not that they can't have a relationship with the Assyrians.
但是当他们遇到危机的时候
But when a crisis occurs,
他们不再寻求上帝的帮助
They don't turn to the help of God.
而是去投靠当时的强国
But they rely on the people around them.
那么那些国家就成了他们心目当中的偶像
And those countries become the idols of their heart.
以为那些东西可以拯救他们
As if those things can help them.
上帝说你们求告埃及去投奔亚述
God says you get the Egyptians to help you.
那么这些将成为你们未来的羞辱
And this will become your shame.
那么今天我们生活在澳洲
And today we live in Australia.
我们感觉到澳洲这个国家很好
We think that Australia is very good.
现在墨尔本是全世界最适于居住的城市
Melbourne is the most livable city in the world.
那么这个是证明神曾经在这块土地上非常大大的祝福过这个土地
And so this proves that God once truly blessed this land
就像当年的以色列一样
Just as he blessed the Israelites
神拯救以色列人出埃及
Jesus, God brought the Israelites out of Egypt
使他们成为当时世界的非常强大的国家
So that they could become quite a powerful nation
到了他们最后灭亡之前的几十年
Until a few centuries before they were destroyed
神还曾经使以色列人非常的强盛
God made them very successful
但是神借着先知阿摩斯告诉以色列人
But through the prophet Amos he told them
因为那些以色列人他们因着自己的强盛
Because they were proud of their own power,
所以他们就离弃上帝
They rebelled against God.
骄傲自大
They became proud of themselves.
上帝说我恨恶你们那种的强盛
And God said, I hate your pride.
恨恶你们的荣华
I hate your glory.
从这里我们就看到一个问题
And so we see a problem.
弟兄姊妹，一个国家，一个民族，一个家庭
Brothers and sisters, a country, a nation, and a family,
甚至一个个人,
and one individual,
他的关键不来自于他的经济问题,
the most important thing is not their financial situation.
现在很多西方国家,
nowadays many Western countries,
美国、澳洲,
America, Australia,
他们来投票选他们的政府的时候,
when they vote for their own leaders,
选哪一个?
Which leader do they choose?
看看他能不能给我们带来经济的好处。
Let's see if he can bring economical gain.
所以这些政客们也是说我当了什么总理的时候我就可以怎么怎么怎么样是国家的经济发展。
And so when these ministers, they say, oh, I can bring all these good things.
以为有了钱就解决了问题了。
They think that if we have money, we can solve everything.
历史是在告诉我们。
History has shown us.
钱不是给一个给我们带来祝福的那个根本原因。
Money does not necessarily bring us blessings.
它是给我们带来祝福的那个结果之一。
It is a fruit, it is one of the fruits of our blessings.
说当我们归正敬畏神的时候，
so that when we correctly worship God,
神可以使我们在经济上发展。
God can give us economical success.
但是使我们经济发展，
But when our economy is successful,
绝不是一个国家民族蒙福的那个原因。
It's not the reason that you are blessed.
往往成为败坏的原因。
But it's often a reason for corruption.
那么圣经里边告诉我们了。
And the scripture it says,
那一个蒙福，那一个能够成为长久丰富的那个根源在什么地方呢？
Where is the reason for our blessing?
圣经里面说，是我们敬畏这一位造物的主。
The scripture says it is because we fear the creator God.
去抛弃那些我们内心里边所取代上帝的那些东西。
It is when we give up the things that we worship in place of God.
用悔改的心归向他。
With a repenting heart, we go to him.
用谦卑的心顺服他。
With a humble heart, we obey him.
用信心来遵行他的旨意。
In faith, we follow his commands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天生活在澳洲这样的环境里面。
Brothers and sisters, as we live in Australia today,
也许我们会觉得我们是谁，我们能够影响这个国家吗？
Perhaps we may think, who are we that we can influence this country?
其实一个国家是由每一个个体的公民来组成的。
Actually, a country is made up of every single citizen.
所以我们现在先不要管其他的人。
And so let's not think of other people.
现在我们先把我们自己的信仰来立定了。
Let us first make our own faith firm.
使我们自己成为一个敬畏上帝的人。
So that we can become a person who worships God.
顺服上帝的人。
Who obeys God.
遵行他话语的人。
Who follows his commandments.
使我们自己成为一个能够慢慢的使神的祝福临到我们的人。
So that we ourselves can become people who can receive God's blessing.
然后才可以借着我们来影响我们周围的人。
And then through our own lives, we can influence the people around us.
当我们在电视里边看到中东现在在出现很大的问题。
When we see the many things that are happening in the Middle East today,
像这个 ISIS,
such as ISIS,
那么他们现在内部产生很多的混乱。
And today there are many things happening there.
哎呀，我们很希望他们能够那边能够平静下来。
We hope that they can become peaceful.
我们看到现在非洲出现很多的问题。
We see many things happening in Africa.
这个民族之间互相吞灭。
The people are destroying each other.
哎呀，我们很想帮助他们。
We really wish to help them.
其实现在我们知道我们澳大利亚的后院已经失火了。
But we see that our own backyards are on fire.
我们不要觉得我们的国家现在政治上稳定。
Don't think that our politics is stable.
那不要觉得我们的经济富强。
Don't think that our economy is strong.
我觉得我们的国家很好，没有问题。
Our country is fine.
其实危机已经在那里。
Actually, the troubles are coming.
旧约的先知出来传讲的时候，
In the Old Testament, when the prophets came out,
我们早晨来参加查经班的人，我们就知道，
People who attend the Bible study would know.
前先知时代，
In the time of the early prophets,
是在以色列王耶罗波安在位的时候，
is when Rehoboam was king of Israel.
那么耶罗波安在做北国以色列王的时候，
when Rehoboam was king of northern Israel,
是北国以色列最发达的时候，
was when their economy was at its strongest.
神的话临到他们，
God's word came to them,
警戒他们，
warned them,
因为那时候潜在的危机已经在下面。
Because the danger was already approaching.
因为他们在富足的表面的里面。
Because even on the surface when they were successful.
是存在着极腐败的内在。
There was a deep corruption inside it.
就像现在的中国一样。
Just like in China right now.
不要看现在中国经济非常发达。
Don't think that the economy is very successful.
现在的美国经济非常发达。
The American economy is very successful.
如果他们内部的政治腐败。
If on the inside the politics is corrupted.
那个道德堕落的时候。
There, when their people are corrupted.
那么这种的强盛是不能维系。
This success cannot be maintained.
那么等到败落来到了。
And when the troubles come,
那么等到再去悔改。
And they try to repent.
再去传讲。
They try to
再去教训他们。
They try to teach each other.
就来不及了。
It's too late.
所以现在我们看到澳洲还有平静的社会。
And so now while we see that our society is still peaceful,
还有富足的环境。
While it's still wealthy,
这时候是我们需要特别警醒的时候。
We need to be very careful.
历史的借鉴告诉我们。
The message of history has told us.
一个国家、一个民族、一个个人。
For a country, a people.
他的兴衰，他的强盛或者他的灭亡
，its success and its fall and destruction，
与他们与上帝的关系是起定决定性作用
，comes from their relationship with the one God。
现在我们的澳大利亚
，nowadays Australia，
正是人们在离弃上帝的时候
，is in the time of people leaving our God。
有半数的人，甚至于超过半数的人在支持同性恋合法。
Even a majority has been supporting the legalization of homosexual rights.
正是在标志着我们很多很多的人现在正在转离我们的神。
It signifies that many, many people are leaving our God.
抛弃神所启示的真理。
Throwing away His truth.
那么这是我们自我毁灭的极严重的标志。
It is a message that we are destroying ourselves.
所以在这样的环境里面。
And so in this environment.
我们作为一个知道福音认识上帝的人
as people who have the truth and know God
我们自己要有一个我们非常坚定的信念
we must have a firm belief
在这里说以色列人灭亡
it says here that the destruction of the Israelites
因为他们随从外邦人的风俗
was because they followed the customs of the people
然后服从列王所定下的规条
and followed the laws of their own kings
所以将来有一天如果同性恋合法了
And so there will be a day when homosexual marriages are legalized.
我作为一个传道人我现在心里很难过
As a pastor, I feel very sad.
因为我不知道将来我要怎么样给我们的弟兄姊妹来主持婚礼
Because I'm not sure how I would conduct marriages.
因为我们的婚姻的法律是错误的
Because our marriage laws are incorrect.
这个时候我们就要使用一个原则
This time we must have a firm belief.
顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
It should be right to follow God and not follow people.
我自己已经做好了这个准备。
I have made this firm conviction.
可能将来有一天，因为我们反对同性恋而被排斥。
One day, because we oppose homosexuality, we may receive troubles.
甚至于被这个国家的政治或者甚至于被教会内部的人所逼迫
and be condemned by the politics of the day and even by churches
我预备好
we are prepared
我不知道在座的有没有预备好
I don't know if everyone here is prepared
不管我们付出任何的代价
whatever sacrifices we must make
以至于最多我们付上生命的代价
even our own lives
但是我们坚持神所赐给我们的真理
But we stay firm in the truth that we receive from God.
我们永远不会向错误的事情去低头去妥协
We will never bow our heads to the wrong things.
愿上帝帮助我们
May God help us.
赐福所有敬畏他的儿女
May God bless all of his children.
坚固他的教会
Be firm, may our churches be firm.
成为这个时代的祝福
So that we may be a blessing to this age.
当这个时代敬畏神的人
When the people who worship God in this age,
数量越来越少的时候
as there are less and less people,
这个时代的危机就越来越严重了
the danger will become worse and worse.
到了一个地步，敬畏上帝的人已经不 足以再继续维系这个世界的时候
to a point where there are not enough people that worship God in this world
索多玛和俄摩拉的时代就到了
the time of Sodom and Gomorrah will be here
所以一人得救
one person will be saved
恶人将灭亡
and evil people will be destroyed
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们是在得救的人当中
are we amongst the saved
还是在灭亡的人当中呢
Are we amongst the condemned?
让我们不顺从世俗的潮流。
Let's not follow the flow of society.
让我们明白神的心意。
Let's understand God's heart.
坚定我们的信心。
And be firm in our faith.
无论在任何的环境里面。
Whatever environment we may be in.
我们不至于跌倒。
So that we do not fall.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.